you got
problems that you ought to be concerned with.
Moolah!
You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret.
But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with Gabby Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm Gabby Dunn. I'm joined by my co-host, Mal Blum, this week. And we are so excited because Mal was out in the field doing stuff.
The first episode of Mal in the Field.
Well, you did play games, but this is you out in the field.
Yeah, games are in the house.
Right. And so you went out. Can you tell the audience what you did?
So I talked to a bunch of banks. I outed myself as trans to a bunch of banks and asked them if I could either change an existing account or open a new account in a shortened version of a legal dead name, or just like a different version of somebody's legal name without like legal name change paperwork. Is there a less boring way to say that?
No, basically we went and tried to find out how trans-friendly a bunch of banks are.
Yeah, there you go.
So what inspired this topic?
Personally, I mean, like, I don't personally think there's any reason that you shouldn't be allowed to put your name, your preferred name, on an account. I just, like, all of my accounts are in my dead name except for my business account. And I don't know. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while and haven't really had the motivation to do. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, if I have to do stuff in the field that I'm uncomfortable with anyway, like, may as well give it a go.
Yeah. So here's the thing, is that a lot of it was being given the runaround on the phone and then also being told to come in. And I think that for me, it brought up ideas of accessibility. For example, you have ADHD, mm-hmm. and you know, you mentioned this would be hell for someone who wasn't tasked to do this for a show, and it was sort of hellish for you anyway. And then if someone has anxiety, social anxiety, phone anxiety, if people are uncomfortable with the confrontation of saying, hey, I'm trans, and you know, if people are nervous to go into a bank and say I'm trans, if people are young and they don't know what it's, you know, what their options are as they get older and want to open bank accounts, like, I think I don't want this episode to scare people off, but I would rather them see that you are able to do it and feel or you're at least able to ask the question and feel inspired by that.
Yeah, no, it sucked.
right.
I want to be clear. Like, I did go into a bank physically and mm-hmm. they said no. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't recorded, but like Chase Bank was like, no, mm-hmm. you know, this is not something I would have been able to do when I was younger. Essentially, I just like called a bunch of banks and outed myself to customer service representatives, like within the first 30 seconds. So like even the barrier of like calling them and being on hold and not knowing who to call them and not having and knowing like, oh, maybe this isn't the right person or whatever. And then like, I mean, I don't think they're not being malicious when they tell you to call the branch. And when I did call the branches, like, they know how the day-to-day operations go. So they were able to give me like more, for example, with TD, which TD's party line is that they're an extremely progressive bank. Like, they're in all of the pride parades, which has always like kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, if you go to a major pride parade, like TD Bank is like throwing out like necklaces and stuff, like, not even kidding. And their corporate line was like, and she was so nice, a customer service rep, and there's like, we're a very progressive company, like all this. But then you call the actual branch and like their policy is not different than any other bank.
Right.
Like,
right.
So.
And I do, I greatly appreciate your vulnerability. Like, thank you so much for doing this, for outing yourself to these reps, for hearing your dead name over and over again.
That was interesting. Like, they would like repeat it back to me. They'd be like, so for example, like your full legal name. And then they would say it. And I'm like, yeah, I know what my full legal name is.
Yeah.
Why are we saying it? What I realized I didn't discuss, why somebody would want to do this with mm-hmm. like, because the thing is, if you bring in your legal name change paperwork, they'll change your name on the account. So like, why someone would want to do this without changing their legal name.
And what's the reason?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. like one of the things I think is like money and access, right? So like it costs money to legally change your name and you have to go through a whole legal process. And like that can be, you know, more difficult than just like going to your bank. All of my stuff is uniform right now. My ID, my passport, my bank, like everything, like my ID, my passport, like my health insurance, everything's under this one name. And I've updated my photos so I look like myself, but it's still under this like dead name. Like right now I'm like, I have an ID and a passport and all this stuff. And like, I don't really want to rock the boat, like, you know? But with more and more of these party lines with these companies, especially banks that take your money and then like invest it and like, you know, like gamble with it, like they're using your money for stuff. Like these companies are supposed to work for you. And like more and more their party line is like, you know, we're here for the customer and we are like LGBT inclusive. So like, I was like, well, there's no reason if they have your social security number that they shouldn't be able to put your preferred name on an account, like in a forward, like even if they keep it on the back end, they keep your dead name. That's way easier than going through a whole legal name change process. So I wanted to see, also like, I mean, it's worth saying, I mean, I opened my first bank account when I got my first job when I was like 14, maybe 14 and a half. I don't remember. The bank made an exception for me because they were right next to my first job. I think I was too young to open the account, but they were like, oh, well, we're right next to you. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But anyway, like minors open bank accounts and like minors can't really change their names.
Without parental approval.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know. And it's so, in my experience, it so depends on like who you get. Like,
that was my next question.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and like I had a good this is so weird, but I had a good relationship with the banker at the bank at the store next to my sure. first job. And I remember being like 18 or whatever, and he put like my first initial on my checks for me. And like that was because we had a rapport, you know? So I wanted to see like, okay, like what's the policy?
I wonder if on the back end for these banks, if hiring inclusivity and having more diversity and perhaps more training, because some of the banks, if you'll hear in the audio, some of the banks sound like they have been given training on how to talk to trans people. Mm-hmm. And some of them are, it really is just the person happens to know. As you guys listen to this audio, you know, I think there's a lot of different stuff to pick up on. And I think you did a fantastic job, Mal. So I can't wait for them to hear the whole thing.
I'm scared.
No, it's great.
I never realized how awkward I was talking to customer service people. I mean, I guess I'm probably less awkward when I'm not like outing myself, but sure. I'm like so stammery and weird. You didn't think I sounded weird?
No, we just have different styles. I like get to the point.
But I was trying. I just felt so I listening back is horrifying because I'm like, I like still do that thing, you know, that like I guess women are trained to do where I like my voice higher gets voice. Higher and I'm like, hi, I wondering I have some, they're like, yeah, how can I help you? I'm like, yeah, I was wondering if you could help me. And they're like, yeah, how can I help you? And I'm like, I had some questions. Yeah, so
this is what I'm like, but I'm like too much. I'm like, they're like, how can I help? I'm like, hi, I'm trans and I'm gonna need you to do this. Like I'm extremely
yeah, that's better. I think that's better.
Well, give the audio a listen. I hope this helps you guys. And thank you so much for your vulnerability, Mal.
No problem. Hey, everybody. It's your friend, Mal Blum, ready to donate my body to science for you, the Bad With Money listeners, yet again. Okay, today I want to talk about banking while trans. I am trans. I have bank accounts. And this makes me an expert. Just kidding. There's a lot there. However, one thing that can happen is, let's say you have your legal slash sometimes referred to as a dead name on all of your bank accounts and you want to change it. Ordinarily, what they will require is a legal name change document showing that you have changed your name, and then they'll change your name on your bank accounts. However, what happens if you don't want to do that? Let's say you don't want to legally change your name. You just want to go by a shortened version of your legal name. Or let's say you want to go by your chosen name that is not in any way similar to your legal name. I want to see if that's possible. Here's the thing. If you're not trans, right? Let's say you're Matthew, but you go by Matt. Can you open up a bank account under Matt? Let's say your name is Timothy Todd. Okay, I don't know, made it up. Can you open a bank account under Tim Todd? As long as it's linked to your social security number, I don't see any reason why you couldn't put Tim Todd on your bank account, or even T Todd, first initial, and also on your checks. Could you have checks that just say, you know, your first initial and your last name? I've done it before, but I want to know which banks will openly allow you to do this, and which ones will give you roadblocks. Let's see what the banks say. All right, so here are the things I want to ask. I want to see if they'll let me shorten a name on an existing personal account. So going by, for example, dead name to, in my case, Mal, on the account. If they will let me open an account under a shortened version of a legal name, or if they will let me open an account under a completely different chosen name. Let's try personal checking accounts, okay? Let's go through some banks. What do we want to do first? Let's try an old account I opened a long time ago with TD. TD Bank. Luckily, I am in New Jersey currently, which is a one-party consent state, and all of these services like to tell you you're being recorded when you call anyway, so it's a two-party.
America's most convenient bank. Para español.
Let's see if that's true.
Hello. Thank you for contacting TD Bank. May I have your first and last name, please?
Sure. My first name is last name is B-L-U-M.
Okay, now we're ready to rock and roll here. I have your account pulled up. Do you want me to just make that whole process easier for you and just turn on your voice print?
I did want to ask you some questions about the account first. So maybe not right now because I'm not sure.
Okay. So tell me, what's going on? How can we help you?
I had a question for you, maybe a little unusual. So, I'm transgender, and I'm not looking to necessarily change my name legally, but I do go by a shortened version of that name. I go by Mal. So if I wanted to, let's say either, I'll ask you two options. If I were to want to change my name on the account as it stands now to just a shortened version of my legal name, would I be able to do that?
I believe the answer to this is yes, that you can do that in person at the TD Bank.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. And then if I wanted to open a new account, and, you know, like, let's say I just wanted to open it under Mal Blum, would I be able to do that without paperwork?
Okay, one second here. Ask me that question one more time, please, Mal.
Yeah, no worries. I was just wondering what the policies would be. So if I wanted to either change my name on this account or open a new account, instead of going by my full legal name, which is going by a shortened version, Mal, on the account, is that something that I would be able to do if it's linked to the same social security number?
I believe it is possible, yes. We're a very progressive company, so I believe that it's just something that needs to be done in person at the TD Bank. And I think that we do work with people. I think I saw this question come up in my news feed yesterday or the day before, actually.
Oh.
And it was answered as referring the customer in person to the TD Bank. But you know what? I can also get you the telephone number to that bank if you would like to call them ahead of time. But I do believe that, yes, it is something that you can do, Mal.
Okay, great. And that, so you just call the local bank and talk to them. And then if you wanted to use like just a completely different chosen name, that would also, you think, be something in the purview, or that's something that you would need paperwork for?
That's a great question. Here, how about this? I'm going to call over to the TD Bank in person and see if I can get somebody to answer the phone. Maybe they're not swamped right now. Maybe I can get you a really great answer for that. Can you hold the line for a few minutes?
Yeah, yeah, no worries, no worries. TD is a very progressive company, they said. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't think they're gonna like this when you call them. Bum, bum, bum. Probably kinda busy, don't wanna be bothered.
Thank you for holding. I have somebody on the line with me. I'm waiting for them to come back with our answer, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Sure. She sounds nice. She has a kind voice. Probably comes in handy in this line of work.
Okay. Thank you for holding. Are you still here with me?
I'm right here. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so this is the way that it will work. So, and I'm a little bit wrong. I'm right and wrong at the same time. Let me just first apologize.
No, that's okay.
I'm glad that I called over there so we can get all of the correct information.
Great.
So when you call in to verify, unless you have the documentation on file, mm-hmm. Then we will still need to use your given name or your birth name.
Sure.
Then you can tell us that you prefer to go by Mal. And
yep.
In fact, I can even notate the account that your preferred name is Mal. But then when the paperwork is on file, at that point, you can go by your documented name, whatever it is. Okay? Does that make sense? Did I explain it well?
Yes. So they do require a legal name change in order to go by.
Legal name change.
Yeah. If it wasn't like a trans thing, obviously, like if it was like Matthew, but he wants to go by like Matt Smith or whatever, like can you open an account in a name? Like a preferred name in that way?
No, it would have to be open as Matthew, but then Matthew can verify as Matt. As long as it's a common verification, as long, you know, like Richard can verify as Dick, or
right.
Sally could verify as Sal. It's not such a common one as like Timothy and Tim that you might need to say the full name.
So this is just about the verification when you call in. But as far as the actual
right.
name on the account, you can't. There's no way to shorten it without a legal document.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And that's with Matthew to Matt as well?
Correct. That's with Matthew to Matt as well. It would have to be Matthew, but he can call in. And since it's such a common name, Matt would be acceptable for verification.
That's just for the, like, verification on the phone, though, yeah?
Right.
But on your...
That's just verification on the phone.
Yeah, but on your checks and your credit card and everything.
It would still have to say whatever the legal name was.
Okay,
It would still have to say Matthew.
Okay, okay, so
that... your checks, that's a little bit different. We can probably shorten it on your checks.
Interesting. The checks
you don't have to have your middle initial on there. Yeah, just the
right.
account name itself. But you could ask us if we could put Mal Blum on your checks.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Who would I call about that?
If you would like checks with the name Mal on it, and we can make your checks say Mal Blum if you would like. If you want, I'll go ahead and do it for you right now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if it works. Yeah.
I'm gonna submit it for you right now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, do you want me to put the voice print on the account at this point?
I'm not sure about that. Especially because my voice keeps changing, frankly.
Okay. And it might even be a good idea. You know, you can... A person's voice is like their fingerprint. So you can usually tell when, you know, when somebody has a cold or if somebody's ill. But I'm with you on that. I think during this process that maybe I don't feel comfortable telling you that it would, if your voice changes because of treatment or anything, that it would affect you.
I'm not certain
how that would work.
Yeah, so of course.
I think it's probably a good idea just to leave it
off.
Wait
a little
now,
bit.
Okay?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay, yeah. Cool. Thank you. That's really good to know that... pardon me if this is too frank, but is it like obviously I got somebody who is sympathetic to my situation, but in general for TD, like can you put a preferred name on your checks in general, like, you know, no matter who you are?
Well, we wouldn't put, you know, a completely different name on the check.
Right, but you can put a shortened one on there, as long as it's a common.
Yeah, we can put a nickname. Yeah, I can put a nickname. Just like you said, you know, somebody uses Matthew.
Yeah.
And they want to use Matt on their tracks. Yeah. It would be the same situation.
Okay.
And TD Bank is very, our employees can use whatever name that they want to. We can pick he, she, they. TD Bank is extremely, extremely friendly to transgender peoples and inequality in general. So you should never have any trouble. And if you ever have any trouble with anybody at TD Bank.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. I don't know if you know, but I'm a business myself, and I have to run everything on my own, and it is very difficult, especially to deliver you a product such as this podcast. Luckily, I have Melissa to help me, and we want to keep all the money that we make. So how do we do that? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit from NetSuite. Everything is so expensive. How do I boost performance? How do I pay everyone? How do I cut costs? There you go. You want inventory? You want financial systems in the cloud? You got it, baby. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 I have been using Mint to manage my finances, but bad news, Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There's a better alternative, Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarch.com/badmoney. It is very stressful, confusing, and time-consuming to manage my finances. I try all the apps, as you guys know, and I've just been like flighty with them. They've never stuck. But now I have Monarch, and it is easy to use. It has powerful features like collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, product improvements. It's just been really helpful to see everything laid out and especially be able to collaborate if I want to. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Of course, I've been frustrated in the past with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads. So was Monarch. So they built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. We never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. I love to track progress. As you guys know from listening to this show, I'm constantly tracking my progress. What have we done so far in 2024? And spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans like for a car or a home. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. That's right, you can build your credit using your own money. Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Use Chime to pay anyone, Chime members or not, and cash out your money fee-free. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started at Chime.com/badmoney. That's Chime.com/badmoney. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Giving you a hard time about your name or anything at all, let us know right away. Report it to a supervisor right away, because I don't think that you're going to find that. It's not in our culture. It's completely against our culture. You know, even our team members can use their chosen name.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen him at the pride. I seen him at the pride parades. I see the floats.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for your help. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure to assist you today. I hope that you have a great day. I hope that nobody ever gives you a hard time. you have a wonderful day. If you ever need us, we're here for you. We appreciate your time and your feedback if you get a survey. Thank you for being the best part of TD Bank since at least 2006. We really do appreciate you, Mel, and I hope you have a great day.
Really appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh, wow. She was really, really sweet and really, really helpful. And obviously, the company line is that they are very progressive. However, it's what I thought the situation would be, which is that they cannot and will not change your name, even to a shortened name, on your account without legal paperwork. As far as accommodating me on my checks, super nice. And I hopefully would happen with anyone. And that is definitely helpful. If you need to pay someone by check, which some people you do, you have to pay them by paper check. You know, you don't necessarily have to out yourself, but on your actual account, your credit card, you can't change your name. You can't go by a chosen name. You can't even shorten your name on your TD account without paperwork. So as progressive as they are, as progressive as they claim to be in their company culture, and as helpful as this woman was, it doesn't change that they have the same policy as I suspected. But we move on. We move on and we see. So let's see. Should I give it a score? Maybe I should give it a score. Okay, so TD's score, as far as accommodating trans people who don't have legal documentation of their name change. Let's recap. That's a no on going by a chosen or preferred name on your accounts or your credit card, existing or new ones. And that's a no on going by a shortened version of your legal name, even if it's a common shortening or it's clearly you, on existing or new accounts or credit cards. And a yes on going by a common nickname on your checks. They will do that for you, apparently. So unfortunately, as nice as that woman was and as much as she wanted to help me, and which is best case scenario, and as progressive as TD claims to be, as many pride parades as they put money into, unfortunately, their policies surrounding chosen names is the same as I suspected it was and as pretty much any other bank. So I would give them a 3 in terms of accommodating trans people's chosen names. So 3 out of 10. I feel bad doing it because she was so nice, but 3 out of 10. Onwards. Onwards with my quest to see what bank accounts I can open in my preferred name. Let's see who to try next. What's a bank? For $100 million, name a bank. Banks near me. So separately, I went into a Chase bank and they told me in person that they cannot open an account for me with anything other than my legal name. I have a Bank of America business account, so I have one in my business name. I don't know if that would help me open one there. Wells Fargo? Should we try Wells Fargo? Okay. Wells Fargo Bank.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. Para servicio en español, marque 9.
Open a new account?
Please hold while I connect you with a banker who can help you.
Okay, I give Wells Fargo a 10 on their hold music.
If you would like to open a new account, please apply online at wellsfargo.com or by visiting one of our branches.
Oh my god, it just hangs up on you? Okay. Wells Fargo customer service number. Should I just do the thing that people do where they just hit operator till they hit reach someone?
Welcome to Wells Fargo.
Without doing that. Sorry, I didn't understand.
May be monitored or recorded. Same. Just to confirm, I heard 00000.
Representative. Person. Human. I feel bad even being mean to a robot.
Let's try using just your telephone keypad.
No. Oh, good. We've gotten there.
Hi, welcome to Wells Fargo. This is on a reporter and monitor's line. I see you're calling about your account today. May I have your first and last name, please?
I actually was calling to get some information about opening an account. I had some questions for you or whoever.
Okay. So since I work in the customer service department, I really just service the customers. So if you did want information on opening a account with Wells Fargo, you can either go online, you can apply up there, or you can go into a Wells Fargo branch.
There's no phone number to find out Wells Fargo's policies on stuff. You just have to go into a branch. Or call a local branch,
correct.
I guess.
Correct. Did you have any other questions for me?
Yes, but I guess not for you.
Did you need to know, your branch's number? I can look it up for you.
Oh, that's okay. I can find that. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay. Wells Fargo is almost impossible to get in touch with, I guess. All right, I'm going to call a local branch.
We are sorry, bankers at this branch are not able to answer your call at this time.
I'll try one more branch, and otherwise, I'm going to say you can't really contact Wells Fargo by phone.
Thank you for choosing Wells Fargo. Can I help you?
Hi there. I had some questions about opening an account, and I was wondering if there was someone over there I could run some questions by.
Yeah, you can run by me.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I was just wondering about Wells Fargo's policies because I'm transgender, and so my legal name is not a name I go by. So I was wondering if it's possible to either open an account in a shortened version of one's legal name, Matt to Matthew, or if Wells Fargo allows transgender people to open accounts in preferred first names?
So we can, yeah, we can put like an alias, like an AKA on the account so that it can be identified like that way. But we, like, in order to open the account, we'd have to go based off of a government ID.
Okay, cool. So you could open the account, and then when you put the alias, is that like what is on your like cards and your checks, or?
Yeah, you can order the card and the check like however you want it to be printed.
Oh, that's like great.
On our system, we would see both.
Okay, cool. So it's kind of like you need the legal information to open the account, but then once you have the information, you can like tailor the front facing to be whatever.
Yeah, it's just the only thing with AKAs or aliases, they have to be like relatively close. Otherwise, they're going to need like a legal name. Like, you know, if you go to Brian, you know, we would need some type of like legal name change doc.
Sure.
But if it's like something like Short or something similar,
right,
like Robert and Bobby or something like that,
yeah,
then we can add that.
Yeah. So yeah, I go by Mal a lot. But if it was like to Malcolm, do you think that would be similar enough, or is it like?
I think that would be a little too much. The only reason, honestly, I wouldn't know, because sometimes we can do it, and then like our legal department will come back and
right,
say, hey, this is like, it is an error, you're gonna need a document.
For sure. Okay, yeah. So you can do like a shortened version of somebody's legal name.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, cool. All right, great. Thank you so much for the information.
Sure thing.
Cool, have a great day. Okay. Essentially, it seems like the policy is that you can do an alias, a shortened version of your name, but you can't use a preferred name that is, you know, not close to your legal name or your dead name, as it were. So it seems like if you find the right person, it seems like they would try it, but I don't know. As far as my purposes, the shortened version, not so bad. Oh, I didn't ask him about initial, but no, you can't put like a totally different name on there, but it, you know, helps a little if something you go by, it starts with, I guess, the first letter or the first half of your name, but it wouldn't be helpful for somebody who goes by a completely different name. So Wells Fargo, I don't remember what I gave TD Bank, but if it's out of 10, I would say it's like a 5, you know, it's not nothing, but it's not meant for trans people. At all. You know, it's meant for like Roberts and Bobbies. Okay, moving on. Now, Citibank, I'm really interested to try because they are in partnership with MasterCard's True Name Card, which bills itself as saying that you can use a different name if you're transgender on your card once you're registered and everything. So Citibank is in partnership with them, and allegedly like True Name is like a policy across all their cards. So at this point, that's what they said, I think, last Pride. So let's give them a call. Citibank offers transgender and non-binary card members the ability to use their chosen first name on eligible U.S. Citi branded credit cards. So that's what their corporate line is. So let's see if it's true about opening a bank account there. All right, I'm going to call Citibank. I love to call corporations. Something is good for ADD people is making lots of phone calls to the banks.
Welcome to Citibank. This call may be monitored or recorded. You are now in our speech-enabled system. To open a new Citibank account or apply for credit, press 1. Please hold for the next available representative.
Oh, good. They have a way to do it. Wells Fargo, you just got to go chase them down.
Hi, welcome to Citibank. How can I help?
Oh, yeah. So I was wondering about Citibank's policies about opening a new account, because I'm transgender and I use a different name than what's legally on my ID. And I know that Citibank has a policy with cards that, you know, you can change your name on there, but I don't know about opening accounts. So I was wondering if what the policies are as far as if you're opening an account with a shortened version of your legal name versus if you open an account can you change it to a completely different name after it's open? Like, I'm just interested in getting more information.
Yes, sir. We do have that option to actually change your preferred first name. You can use your preferred name on your CP consumer debit card, but the name listed on your account will remain your legal name. However, CP uh-huh. will use your preferred first name on some communication. Additionally, you may ask your legal name for identity verification purposes. We may ask your legal name for identity verification purposes only. But if you wanted to use your preferred first name on your debit card, we can do that as well.
So you obviously you open the account with legal paperwork, and then they will use your
Your legal name.
Right, right. And then they'll use your preferred name on your cards.
Correct.
And what about your checks?
Let me check. Does CP make this policy starting like this year only for your preferred first name and how we can change it? It's very new to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And for your checks, I believe it's not yet. It's going to be your legal name. It's not going to be your preferred name. It's
going to be
your legal name on the checks.
Okay.
It's only for your debit card.
Only for the debit card. And then you said when they can communicate with you with a preferred name, but they'll still ask your legal name for verification and stuff?
That is correct. On your account, the name listed on it will be your legal name.
Okay. So it's just the cards that are customizable.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now. So that was a line, I think, to apply. I kind of put her on the spot. I feel bad. She probably was just like waiting to take an application. Let me see if I can call a local branch. Maybe that'll be good.
Welcome to Citibank.
Citibank, how can I help you?
Hi. I had a question about opening an account with you guys. Is that something I could talk to you about?
Opening? Yeah, I can answer that for you. What kind of account are you looking to open?
Just a personal checking account, but I'm transgender, so I know, so I go by a different name than my legal first name. And I know Citibank has the card policy where you can change your name on your cards. But I was wondering about, as far as opening the actual account, like, can you change your name to being your preferred name? And then, like, can you put it on your checks and stuff?
Yeah, we can put it on your card and your checks, and we can have it noted on your account as well. Absolutely.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, we can schedule an appointment for you. We can definitely schedule an appointment for you. I think you might be able to do it online, but just to be safe, we can do it for you here in the branch.
Oh, that's awesome. So is it like you, like, obviously you bring your legal paperwork, whatever, they open the account, like, in your name, and then they can change the first name to something else?
Yeah, correct. So we have our settings so that we can put what your preferred name is, and that's what we'll use, and that's what will be on your card, and that's what will be on your checks, and that's what you'll be referred to as.
That's awesome. This is, like, the, like, fourth bank that I've called.
Yay, that's great.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's so good. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to... I'm probably just going to like come in next time I'm nearby. But thank you so much for the information.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take care of that for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, interesting. That was awesome. So, it seems like Citibank is in the process of like updating their policies to be more trans inclusive. That particular branch seems very versed in like this particular situation. So it might be that Citibank is not all talk with this true name card thing. This is not an ad for Citibank. I have not been paid. I will be paid. If Citibank wants to pay me, I'll go actually open an account. No problem doing that for, journalism. No, I really do need a new checking account. Okay. So far, this is the only bank that I've called that says that they will put your name, not your legal name, but your chosen name on your account if it does not match your legal name and not an alias, not like a shortened version of your legal name. Like Citibank is saying that you can change your name to your chosen real name. One might even say your true name. So, you know, I still got more banks to call. Very interested. I'd still like to try Bank of America and a couple others. But so far we are one for three, I think. That's good news. I guess next thing to do would be to go and try to open it and see what happens, see what the actual experience is like. All right.
So how do you feel having listened to all that?
I feel like I was rude to everyone.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not at all.
I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't call customer service people. I can't.
So what is your takeaway? I know we talked a lot about this up top, but like, what's your advice and what's your takeaway to the listener?
I don't have any advice. Do you have advice?
Yeah, definitely. Which is to stand your ground, to know that you are right in what you're asking for and to ask for it.
My takeaway is the world is annoying to navigate.
The world is annoying to navigate.
My takeaway, listen, I think that my takeaway would be only one bank gave me the answer that I think is accommodating to trans people.
Correct.
And I would be interested to see if the process of actually like opening and having that account is in practice like what they say it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my takeaway is more questions. Well, that'll be for part two. Can I do something fun?
No. As I've said in the past, the amount to which you're suffering makes a better episode.
All right. Well, on the scale of is Mal having a good time and this episode, I would say no, zero, not having a good time.
Thank you so much, Mal. And if you're a bank, you never know when someone is going to put this on a podcast. So it goes a long way to actually be inclusive and to actually have these policies and to actually like don't fucking show up to the Pride Parade if you're not going to put your money where your mouth is.
You know what's super helpful is they all record you and have these like disclaimers like you're being recorded. And I'm like, that's great.
If you want to write in with your opinion, you can write in at gabbyisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also send a voice memo. You can call in at 844-474-4040. We're on Instagram, Discord, TikTok, and Patreon. All of the links to those will be in the description below. Please leave a review. 5 stars, baby. And listen to the show the day it drops and share this with other trans people in your life. I mean, share this. I think it will be really helpful. Mal, final thoughts?
LGBT stands for Let's Bank Gaily Together, according to TD Bank.
I was going to say LGBTD Bank.
Oh, damn. That was
and
right there.
No. And the answer to that is no.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's difficult to be trans and you have to be so intensely vulnerable with everyone around you and you're just constantly dealing with shit.
Even when they're nice.
Even when they're nice. End. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Done.